Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Chalk family dominating the front pages today. The front of the Irish Times: Chalk sister and brother jailed for bar assault. A son and daughter of prominent publican Charlie Chalk have been jailed for assaulting two men at a hotel in Adair in Limerick 3 years ago. This is Bill and Alison Chalk, who'll both serve at least 1 year in prison for attacking two innocent victims without provocation at the Dunraven Arms Hotel on the 9th of November 2023. And the Irish Daily Mail says of that particular story on the front page, the headline: Alison Chalk turned to a supporter in shock and mouthed, "Am I going to jail?" A son and daughter of Charlie Chalk jailed yesterday for 18 months and 1 year respectively after admitting to viciously assaulting two men. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, heroes. It is a picture of Jason Clancy, Colin Powell, Paul Walsh, Jerry Milan, Kevin Keating and Barry Murphy outside Leinster House yesterday, survivors of the evil paedophile Bill Keneally, hailed for their lengthy fight to get justice. Micheál Martin told them, "No words can make up for appalling abuse." That was the Keneally state apology delivered, quite an emotional apology delivered yesterday in the Dáil. The Irish Daily Star: killer bargains. Scissor sister Charlotte Mulhall has been pictured enjoying a day out of prison at a supermarket. Charlotte Mulhall, who's serving a life sentence for the murder and dismemberment of her mother's partner, was snapped at an Aldi while on temporary release in the West. And that's on the front of the Star, a picture of Charlotte Mulhall with her shopping trolley going through the aisles of Aldi. The Irish Independent on the front page. So there's a lot of talk about e-scooters, scrambler bans, e-scooter bans. But the Indo says that the EU presidency is delaying Garda plans for a crackdown on e-scooters. Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly has admitted it's not realistic that all frontline Gardaí could be trained in pursuing vehicles like scramblers and e-scooters until after the EU presidency. And both the Commissioner and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin have said that they will back an outright ban on e-scooters. This is because all of the child injuries that have been reported from hospitals recently. So that's in the front of the Indo. Transport on the front of the Irish Examiner, because taxpayers are going to have to pay millions of euro more to resurface the country's roads to stop them becoming dangerous due to the weather extremes brought on by climate change. Basically, now we have the new reality in Ireland that we're worried that our roads are melting because of the hot weather. So we're going to have to treat those melting roads, and that's going to cost millions of euro. The warning came from the senior official in charge of the largest local authority road network in the country, Padraig Barrett, Cork County Council's Director of Roads and Transportation. And he says his crews have to treat roads with sand and grit. Now, we used to treat the roads with salt and grit for snow. Now we have to treat the roads with sand and grit for the melting of the roads, because some road temperatures are reaching 50 degrees Celsius or more. Elsewhere, the Times of London is continuing its coverage of the murder of Anne Widdecombe. And now it turns out that detectives investigating whether the suspect in the alleged murder of Anne Widdecombe was planning violence against other high-profile figures. They reckon that the suspect may have targeted other MPs, including Reform UK politicians. That investigation ongoing. I saw Nigel Farage was out as well yesterday. He says that he gets 10 threats a day, or about 300 personal threats a month. No wonder he needed the 5 million for security from his friend. Elsewhere inside the papers, we have the report out from TUSLA today about child referrals, but TUSLA have standards and limits when it comes to our creches and early childhood facilities. But creches are having to close early and shut their nap rooms because of soaring temperatures, which are leaving many providers unable to keep the rooms cool. Providers say since the start of the heatwave, they can't keep their spaces within TUSLA's rules, because TUSLA has rules around temperature ranges in creches, and the older buildings are struggling. They're overheating, and the cooling equipment is falling short. Some creches have now written out to parents to say, "We can't find any fans, So if you have a spare fan, you might give us a hand. And some are hiring air conditioning units, but they're still struggling to bring the uncomfortably high temperatures down. Elaine Dunn, who runs the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, says many creches are now closing at 1 o'clock in the day or relying on awnings or fans to cool overheated buildings. God, we're going to have to get used to all of this because it feels like this is the new normal. A lot of Irish buildings need some aircon. Now, Times of London, there's all drama with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and their children. Two more of Brad Pitt's children have taken a legal step towards dropping his name, his surname. It looks like, or the rumours are, that he's estranged from members of his family. So now Maddox and Zahara have asked a Californian court to drop Pitt from their names, and they want a judge's approval. They've published notices in the local LA paper for four consecutive weeks, which is what you have to do to get rid of your name in LA, apparently. So Zahara wants to be called Zahara Marley Jolie, and Maddox wants to be called Maddox Chivan Jolie. Now, two other children, Shiloh, dropped the name Pitt from her name in 2024, and Vivian has also gone public without her father's surname. So if you're counting, that is four of the six children that Brad Pitt had with Angelina Jolie, who now want to get rid of the Pitt surname. Staying with celebrity news, Maura Higgins is in the Mail, this time because she is one of the biggest stars in the world. She's been named among the world's most influential celebrities in Time's Time 100 Creators list for 2026. This is a list of the most influential online celebrities. Maura Higgins has made the list alongside, no, I haven't heard of half of these people, but anyway, alongside Mr. Beast, Khaby Lame, Kai Cenat, Sean Evans, Alex Earle, and Olivia Livy Dunn. And this is a list of celebrities and creators who shape culture across entertainment, fashion, food, and sport. And Maura Higgins has done exactly that. What they say is, while many reality TV contestants struggle to translate fame that's fleeting into long-term success, Maura Higgins has done that. So she's now one of the most 100 most influential online celebrities. Finally, obviously, people are getting ready for the World Cup tonight, but football fans in the Mirror say they've lost an average of 3 hours sleep per match over the past 5 weeks as they try and catch the action live. This is a poll of 2,000 supporters, which is finding that the timings are taking a heavy toll on workers. 39% say they have turned up to their jobs exhausted after staying up late to watch the matches. 2 in 10 also believe their productivity in work has suffered following late night fixtures, but they're committed as ever. 28% say they'd rather lose sleep than miss a major World Cup moment live. Well, they won't miss too much tonight because it's on at 8 o'clock, so they'll still get a full night's sleep. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.